Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Small Business Guide to Government Contracts by Stephen Jay. Mafing Deting Ma Co Prints is a practical compliance guide for small companies that sell, or want to sell, to the U.S. federal government, rather than focusing on business development tactics alone. The book centers on the rules environment that governs federal contracting, especially the Federal Acquisition Regulation, and explains why understanding those requirements is essential to staying eligible for awards and keeping contracts in good standing. Coprints writes from the perspective of a government contracts attorney who regularly advises small businesses. So the emphasis is on avoiding preventable mistakes that can trigger serious consequences, such as contract termination, payment problems, audits, and other penalties. Designed as an accessible reference, the book aims to translate complex legal and regulatory concepts into clear operational guidance. It is particularly oriented toward owners, executives, and contract managers who need a working understanding of key compliance duties without wading through dense regulatory text. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the federal contracting rules environment and the role of the FAR. The central theme of the book is that federal contracting is governed by a distinct set of rules that differ from typical commercial work, and the Federal Acquisition Regulation is the backbone of that system. Coprints emphasizes that small businesses do not need to memorize the FAR FAL, but they do need to recognize how it shapes solicitations, contract clauses, performance obligations, and remedies when something goes wrong. The book frames compliance as an operational discipline, not an abstract legal concern. Because many contractor problems begin with failing to notice what the contract actually requires. By helping readers understand how federal contracts are structured and how obligations flow from the solicitation to the final contract, the guide supports better decision-making before signing and throughout performance. This topic also reinforces the idea that knowing where key requirements live, such as in contract clauses and reference regulations, is often as important as knowing the requirement itself. The result is a clearer view of why government buyers insist on documentation, why changes must be handled formally, and why informal side agreements can create major risk. Secondly, staying eligible as a small business and avoiding size and status missteps for many small firms. The biggest federal opportunities are tied to programs and set-asides that depend on accurate representations of business size and socioeconomic status. The book highlights the importance of treating these representations as compliance commitments rather than marketing claims. Coprints explains the practical risk that a company can lose an award, face disputes, or jeopardize future work if it misunderstands eligibility rules or fails to keep internal records aligned with what it certifies to the government. This topic is especially relevant for firms that grow quickly, add affiliates, merge, or restructure, because changes in ownership and control can affect size calculations and program participation. The guide encourages readers to build habits that reduce the chance of accidental misrepresentation, such as checking eligibility assumptions before bidding. Understanding the meaning of common certification statements and escalating uncertainty early rather than after award. The broader message is that the benefits of small business contracting come with heightened scrutiny, and disciplined internal review helps protect both revenue and reputation. Thirdly, contract performance compliance and the daily practices that prevent termination. The book focuses heavily on the practical actions that keep a contract alive once work begins. Coprints connects regulatory requirements to day-to-day performance realities, meeting delivery and quality terms, documenting work, managing subcontractors, and handling problems through the channels the contract requires. A key point is that many contract failures are not caused by bad intent, but by informal practices that conflict with federal expectations. For example, contractors can create serious exposure by proceeding on verbal direction, missing reporting requirements, or ignoring contract administration steps that seem bureaucratic but are enforceable. The guide, therefore, frames compliance as risk management clarify roles internally, keep records that match invoice and performance claims, and respond quickly to issues that could become default problems. Readers are encouraged to treat the contract as a living document and to use disciplined communication with the contracting officer or authorized representatives. By emphasizing prevention, the book helps small businesses reduce the likelihood of cure notices, performance disputes, and termination scenarios that can damage cash flow and future competitiveness. Fourthly, ethics, disclosure duties, and the consequences of getting compliance wrong. Another important theme is that federal contracting carries elevated ethical and legal expectations, and the consequences for violations can be severe. Coprints discusses how seemingly minor missteps can escalate when they involve inaccurate claims, improper conduct, or failure to follow mandatory rules. While the book is written for business readers, it consistently reminds contractors that the government can impose remedies beyond ordinary contract disputes. including financial penalties and exclusion from future contracting. This topic underscores the need for internal controls that reduce the chance of false statements, conflicts of interest, or other compliance failures that can trigger investigations. It also reinforces that good faith is not always enough if a contractor lacks processes to verify what it submits and invoices. The guide positions ethical compliance as a competitive advantage, because agencies prefer reliable partners and because a strong compliance culture reduces disruptions that derail performance. The overall takeaway is that small businesses should treat compliance obligations as essential infrastructure, building habits of accuracy, documentation, and escalation to counsel when issues exceed routine contract administration. Lastly, using checklists and repeatable systems to make compliance manageable. Because the federal rules landscape can feel overwhelming, the book stresses practical tools that help small firms implement compliance without turning into a law office. Coprince provides a usable framework for identifying the most important obligations and tracking them in a consistent way, including a compliance at a glance style approach that prioritizes what most commonly causes trouble. This topic is about converting legal requirements into repeatable business processes, assigning responsibility, setting calendar reminders for recurring reports, maintaining contract files, and ensuring that staff know when formal approvals are required. The guide encourages small businesses to standardize how they read solicitations, review contract clauses, and manage modifications so they do not rely on memory or ad hoc judgment. Now, the emphasis on systems is especially valuable for firms new to federal work, where the learning curve is steep and the cost of a mistake can be high. By promoting clear workflows, the book helps readers scale federal contracting responsibly, reduce surprises during audits or oversight, and create consistency across multiple contracts and agencies. In conclusion, this book is best suited for small business owners, executives, contract administrators, and project managers who want to pursue or maintain federal government work and who need a clear explanation of the compliance side of contracting. It is also useful for firms that have won their first contract and are discovering that post-award rules, documentation, and communication requirements can be as challenging as the bid itself. The practical benefit is that it helps readers recognize high-risk areas early, build habits that reduce preventable disputes, and approach performance with a stronger understanding of how the government enforces contract terms. Compared with many government contracting books that focus heavily on marketing, proposals, or general overviews, Coprince differentiates his guide by concentrating on the rules that keep contracts in good standing and by translating legal and regulatory concepts into operational guidance. That compliance-first positioning makes it a strong companion to sales-oriented resources. It does not replace specialized legal advice, but it can make readers better clients and better managers by helping them ask smarter questions, document decisions, and spot issues before they become costly. In a market where small mistakes can have outsized consequences, the book stands out as a grounded, protective playbook for long-term participation in federal contracting. If you would like to support Stephen Coprince, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.